This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Christ the King Tuesday CE. First posted November 23, 2010. Isaiah 2:1-5 The New Age. Isaiah declared God's word concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the future, the mountain of the house of God will be elevated above all mountains. All people will go up the mountain to the house of God so that he can teach them his ways and they can live by them. From Zion, the mountain of the Lord, shall come the law, God's word. The Lord will be judge over all people and nations. They will convert their weapons of war into agricultural tools, because wars will no longer be waged. Come, house of Jacob, Israel, God's chosen people, let us walk in the light, divine knowledge, righteousness of the Lord. In the age to come, following the day of judgment, the Lord will reign over all people and nations, and all will seek to know and live according to God's word. It will be an age of peace with God and with other people. God's people are called to learn to live according to God's word now, in this present age. This is our only opportunity to seek and come to know God, our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and this is possible only through Jesus Christ, John 14:6. This lifetime is our only opportunity to be reborn, John 3:3-5-8, spiritually, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. Only those who have learned, in this age, to trust and obey Jesus will survive the day of judgment and enter into the new eternal age of peace, when creation will be restored to the perfection God intended. Only those who allow the Lord to reign over them now will enter his eternal kingdom. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?